Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And seven, and be sure to tell them the Small Business Advocate sent you.
Your love give me such a thrill, but your love don't pay my bills. I need
Welcome back, 17 to the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Stephen King is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, the CEO and the founder of GrowthForce, GrowthForce.com. I encourage you to go there and check it out. You can find the books there. You can find his blog there, which is outstanding. I promise you, you will. If you'll spend time on Stephen's blog, you will give yourself an exponential chance to survive, to make all your nickels and dimes go farther. Please check that out, and you'll do good when you do. Hey, Stephen, let's talk some more about some of these. Some of these metrics, some of the key performance indicators. When you mentioned pricing in the last segment, I almost stopped you, and I'm glad I didn't, because you got the other four out: pricing, hiring and firing, spending, and productivity. But this pricing thing, holy mackerel, Stephen! I walk into small businesses all the time, all over the country, and they give me a product or whatever, and they give me the bill. And I look at it and I say, folks, you're not charging enough for this. And they look at me like, are you out of your mind? Who are you? And my wife kind of slinks out the door, like, and my kids gave up on a long time ago. But I say, you're not charging. I know what your stuff costs you. You're not charging enough. That's the crime, isn't it? That's the small business crime, isn't it?
Yes. It's about insecurity. Right? It's about, understanding what the true value is of what you deliver. And you get that by understanding your unit economics. GrowthForce provides outsourced bookkeeping, accounting, and controller services. And we don't just do the financial accounting. I really like when we deliver management accounting, which is unit economics. It's studying how much does it really cost you to deliver your services so that when you put a price on it, you can get the profit margin that you're expecting.
Right.
And that profit
margin drives your goals, doesn't it? I mean, it funds your goals, not just to pay your bills, but to give you a day off every once in a while, even fund your vacation it all starts. Somebody once said, nothing happens if somebody makes a sale. Well, you know what? Before that, somebody had to make a price.
Mm-hmm. And what we find is that once we can give a client visibility into what their true costs are, what their true labor costs are, their true direct material costs are, by setting up simple iPhone-based time tracking systems and linking that with their payroll and allocating that to each customer, each job, then you have the confidence to be able to go into that proposal and say, look, I have to account for the travel time. I have to account for the project managers. I have to account for the out-of-pocket costs that leak on the last three jobs.
How many times does a contractor? Have you seen a contractor go in and do a pretty good job of calculating their costs, and then saying, "Well, I don't think this will get the job. I'm cutting it by $5,000."
Right, and if you drop your price by 10%, you'll cut your profits by 30%.
Say that again. Explain what you mean.
So if you cut your prices by 10%, you'll cut your profits by 30%. So if you got you're a $1 million business and you got a 10% profit, right? Or you got 15% profit, you got $150,000 profit. So you drop 10% off your deals. Now you're dropping $100,000. Well, that comes all flows right to the bottom line. So instead of making $150,000, you're making $50,000. In that case, you lost 66% of your profit.
Yeah.
Because it goes the other way. If you could just increase your prices by 10%, you could triple your price.
Well, and the thing is, it's just like, this is kind of a silly analogy, I guess, but if you have a 20-foot boat and you buy a 25-foot boat to replace it, you get that whole 5 feet in the middle.
Yeah.
If you raise your price, if you're covering your nut and you raise your price to 2%, that whole 2% goes to the bottom line. 100% goes to the bottom line.
And a lot of people say, my clients won't pay that. When you are doing your proposals, if you can explain the additional value that you're giving and why you're better than everybody else, because you can see what it really costs and have confidence in that, then you'll be surprised how many people feel like you did, Jim, when they say you're just not charging enough. So if I add an extra 10%, I want to work with Jim, I'm going to pay the extra 10%.
Well, I'm going to put a little finer point on it, folks. If you don't have what it takes to convince people of the value of your small business, of doing business with your small business, if you don't have what it takes, if the only way you can get business is to cut your price, please, please clock in tomorrow. Please don't start a small business. Do every one of us all a favor, including yourself. Do not start a small business. And if you're doing it right now and you can't do what I just said, please lock up your doors and stop the bleeding.
Mm-hmm. And it's all about insecurity. You got to deal with your fears. They're real. So just get the data. Make data-driven decisions about pricing, and you will find immediately that goes right to the bottom line.
Stephen, I need the website. Management. I need the website again, please.
It's www.growthforce.com, growthforce.com, and our blog button is on the right-hand side.
All right, and folks, he's got the tools there. He talked about the iPhone or the capability of managing all your stuff there in the palm of your hand. He's got the goods there. So check that out while you're there. It's 10 till the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. Here's Little Richard to bring us back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.